coming direct from the 404, 678, and 770 area codes. It's entertainment, details, and more right here on the Exquisite Sounds Podcast with your host, DJ and entertainment virtuoso, DJ Torin L.
To the Exquisite Sounds Podcast, is your host, none other than DJ Torin L. My friends like to call me Torin, and you can too. So listen, I appreciate everybody being here. It's another Tuesday as we're dropping, and I hope you guys made it through the weekend. I hope you're doing great, and I'm really excited about this week's episode because I've got none other than the man, the myth, the legend, the A-Town legend, everybody, part of the Exquisite Sounds team, everybody. I want you to do me a big favor and put your hands together right now for JB the DJ.
What up, world? How are everybody doing? Hope everybody's great. Happy New Year. All that great stuff.
That's right, man. That's right. JB, how's your New Year kicking off so far?
So far, so good, man. I can't complain. Won't complain. All is well, brother. How about yours?
Oh, man. Just trying to make it happen over here, man. That's it, man. Just trying to make it happen. Trying to stay out of trouble. That's it. So now, for those that don't know, JB has been with the Exquisite team for a while now, and we've seen him come from here to there, man, and he's that guy. So we're excited to have him on, and JB's actually kind of he's one of, you know, everybody I think on the team, you know, JB, you probably say, has kind of got their, you know, their strong suit, if you right. will. And I think the thing about our team is I think we have a great ear for music that's different, right? Like everybody on the team kind of has like a different opinion when it comes to music, so to speak, right? You know what I mean? But JB's kind of our all-around like aficionado, and so I thought hey, it's about time on the podcast that we kind of had like a music episode. I think every year we always kind of have a list of like, hey, you know what, what's your top five, you know, or what's five songs you like to play at an event? And that's where I thought we'd go today. I thought we'd kind of kick around just a couple of songs that favorites of ours. I won't say they're like, for me, I know I got five songs and they're not necessarily the you know, my top five all-time songs. I think they're five songs that we kind of, that I played you know, in last year, or you know, maybe even the year before, so that I just, that I really enjoy, that I like seeing crowd reaction to. So I thought we'd share a couple of those, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of talk to them about why we play them, you know, and for us, like why we play them, where we play them, and for what kind of audience we might play them for, right? So I'm gonna just jump off into it. You know, I'm gonna jump off with my very first one here.
Okay, here we go.
Can't understand how I last so long. I must have superpowers. Rap 225,000 hours. Get a calculator, do the math. I made 1,000.
So that is my very first one that I put on my list. And I'm gonna be honest with you, the reason why I put that first on the list is obviously in some of the time we've had between the holidays and COVID, I've been doing a lot of listening to podcasts. And Too Short's always been one of my favorite personal artists. Personally, you know, just as a kid. I mean, he was one of the, I mean, I think he was actually, he was the third album I ever got. Right. So I know, wow, that dates me a little bit, but he literally was the third album, and it was Life is Too Short. That was the third tape. If on JB, you might not even remember cassettes.
Vaguely.
But like, okay, it was literally the third cassette I got. And yeah, so he's always been a fan favorite. But like, I never knew, like, you know, that he used to live in Atlanta. And I'm not talking about like as an adult, but like went to high school here in Atlanta. You know, and just, you know, his parents are accountants. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just all kinds of stuff about him that I found out recently from podcasts and everything. It just kind of took the artist for me to just kind of a new plateau. That's why I picked that song, and that's why he's one of my favorite like artists. Now, I've played that song for years. The one thing I can tell you is that it doesn't really matter. Like, I've seen that song now work for every crowd.
Absolutely.
Like, I've seen it work in almost every environment because everybody, especially if you're in Atlanta where we work, everybody knows that song.
Right.
So, yeah, so what's your first one?
This is one of my personal favorite because I would say Usher is one of my personal favorite artists.
Really? Let me find out you're an Usher fanboy.
Oh, no. I would say fanboy, but he's actually always been one of my favorite artists. And this song here from last year, If I Could Really Dance, like, this would be one of the songs that I really would like get down to, but unfortunately dancing is not one of my strong suits, but I can play some music. So here we go with one of my
intoxicated, your vibes amazing. Feel the love in the air, baby, you know. In the rush, we've been at it where the time goes. You gonna show
me that was Usher and Ella May, Don't Waste My Time. That's and again, that was one of my personal favorites last year. So, you know, again, if dancing was my thing, I would definitely be on the dance floor.
Yeah, I think they made a timeless record there, honestly.
Love it.
You know, yeah, right. But I think it's still kind of feel good music, right? And so I can tell you the reason why I like to play this next song is, for me, this one's a classic. You know, like, honestly, I've seen younger people have an appreciation for this song, for this artist. And at the same time, if 50 plus or whatever, you know, you definitely know this song and you know this artist. And this is hands down one of my favorite songs that's more up tempo by this artist. So it's a joint with the Vandross. Check it out.
Star, my guiding light, my love that you see. There's not a minute, hour, day or night that I don't love you. You're at the top of my list, cause I'm always thinking of you.
You can never go wrong with a little Luther, man.
Yeah.
My second song that I'm gonna play is Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell.
Can we talk?
Once again, Can We Talk by Tevin Campbell is one of my favorites. Again, I've been in, had many a concerts during an event with this. And if you know me, you know I love R&B music. And I'm out there singing right along with Tevin while the song is going on. So, yeah, Can We Talk is definitely one of my
That's a good personal one. Favorites. I'm going to take you to number three real quick. And number three for me, again, is this is definitely kind of back to number one. Definitely like a party starter. Again, I've seen this joint work for every single crowd. You know, doesn't matter where you're from, where you're at. I mean, we've done this one corporate. I've done this one social. And of course, I've definitely done this one wedding. This is my number three. It's Montel Jordan. This is how we do it.
You can never go wrong with that song. I don't care what crowd that you have, man. Like, that song is, to me, is one of those songs that just will always live. Like, that song will never die to me. Great selection there, brother.
Hey, man, I'm trying to be like you when I grow up, man.
Right. I'm gonna switch the genre up because, again, I enjoy every genre of music. If you didn't know, but this is one of my just personal favorites. And like, if you are at a certain age group, like, you will understand this song and you know the words to this song. And every time I play this song, like, it's like it just the room just stops and everybody just kind of reverts back to the late 90s, early 2000s. So my next song is I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys.
You are my fire, the one desire, believe. When I say I want it that way, but we...
I will say to this day, and I actually bought the that Millennium album.
What?
Yeah, I bought that Millennium album from Circuit City at Greenbrier Mall.
Circuit City.
Yeah, exactly. Got off, riding the bus and all that kind of stuff back then. But I will say, up until this day, I still don't know what that song means. What way do you want it? I don't know.
I will say, all right.
I don't know what the song means, but I will say that is just one of my favorite songs. And I did enjoy the whole quote unquote boy band era.
Okay. All right. You know what, man? That's the thing I absolutely love y'all about JB is, like, literally, I feel like as long as I've known him, I swear to you, like every month I learn something new about JB that just literally shocks me. So
we'll have a whole podcast about the boy band era one day, and you do.
Like,
oh my god, 3 degrees, ocean, and all of that. Yeah.
What? That's what's up though, man. But you know, I can respect it though, because again, like you said, you know, I've been places, played that same song, or kind of ran a set around the boy band era, if you will. And man, boy band wasn't so bad. It had some, I mean, you know, it was what it was. But
right.
Like I always say, I firmly believe that music is about memories. And right. A lot of people have some really good memories off of the boy band era. And I mean, you know, if you've ever done a wedding outside of Atlanta, like in Madison County or Clark, you know, Clark County, or, you know, Augusta, or, you know, one of those places, I mean, hey, boy band, it goes hard. Let me just say that. So my number four is definitely a throwback, right? It's definitely a throwback. But I won't say I discovered this song a few years ago. I've always known of this song, but I never really like dug this song until like a few years ago. And now I play this song a lot, especially during warm up, you know, so we're getting ready. Maybe before we warm up the room, I absolutely love the way this song like hits, as far as just the highs in the song, the horns in the song. And I will occasionally play this song like, you know, like during dinner. And every time I do, it always hits with the older crowd. A lot of the younger people don't know the song because it is, I mean, I think this song maybe came out like in 78, something like that. It's pretty far back. But again, if you were like a jazz fan and you kind of dug jazz, then you'll definitely have like an appreciation. But my number four is Rise by Herb Albert. Wait for these horns to come in. Here we go. That's my joint right there. I'm not gonna lie. That's my joint. That's one of my personal secret joints. But I promise you though, every time I've ever put that song up, like if I was just warming up and I like just kind of posted it like on the gram or something like that, I kid you not, I have at least two people like, man, what is that song? And I'm just right. Like, you know, so yeah, man, it's a great song, man. It's a great song. If you've never listened to it, you should definitely check it out. And again, it's Rise by Herb Alpert.
So my fourth song, so in the vein of a cocktail hour or cocktail or maybe dinner music, this song here by the Brand New Heavies, Never Stop. I love the vibe of this song. I love it. It's a feel good song to me. And for a band that's from, you know, London, England, when I hear the song, it just how it makes you feel. So my fourth song is Never Stop by the Brand New Heavies. And check out some of this and let me know.
Never stop, never give in. Never stop, never give in. Never stop, never give in. Never stop, never give in.
Never Stop by the Brand New Heavies. Again, one of my favorite cocktail / dinner joints. So again, get some of that good feeling music. And sometimes, you know, in a year like 2020, we definitely needed all of the good vibes from the music that, you know. So again, that's one of my favorite ones there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that actually, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. I don't know if I've ever played that song. I've heard it. Okay. But I don't know if I've ever played that one, man. But yeah, I'm definitely, you know, obviously we're recording it, so
right.
but yeah, man, I'm gonna have to check that out. See what I can work that in. But I definitely dug that, man. That was cool, man. So I'm at number five, and you know, I had to think. I was kind of trying to think of a closer, right, so to speak, like something I played like during party time that was a little newer. And it's tough for me because I'm always looking for like high energy. You know, just kind of, you know, what kind of gets the crowd going. But at the same time, I also like songs that kind of let me kind of pivot, if you want, right? Like, you know, maybe I can come from some upbeat dinner music into this song, and then like I can kind of jump off from there, like into the, like, you know, party or something like that. And so that's what I picked for this last song, right? So My last song is actually going to be Nice for What by Drake, right? And the reason why, again, exactly why I picked this song was because, you know, it's one of those songs where, you know, again, you could be coming out of dinner, upbeat, you know, hopefully, you know, depending on who your DJ is. And then boom, it's like, yo, let's get to the party, man. So here it is. Here's a few moments of, like, you know, this is my jump off joint. Here it is. Yo.
Something for y'all to cut up to, you know. Yeah. Everybody get your roll on. I know shorty and she doesn't want no slow song. Had a man last year, life goes on. Haven't let the thing loose, girl, in so long. You been inside, know you like to lay low. I've been peeping what you bringing to the table. Working hard, girl, everything.
Come on, I see you out there, let's go.
Bill car, no cable. Put your phone out, gotta hit them angles.
Yeah. Put your phone out. And so, like I say, man, that's one for, like, you know, again, man, I've been able to just jump off into a little bit of everything, but it's definitely high energy. So that's it. That's my number five for right there. Nice for What, Drake.
I know.
We know you're a Drake right. fan.
Hey, so listen. I have gained a greater appreciation for bounce music, New Orleans bounce music, over the past year or two, and then the Lauryn Hill sample that kind of set that song off for me. So,
right.
So with that said, in that vein, obviously, well. You know, to the people that know me, Torn actually knows me. He knows that Drake is actually my favorite artist. I wouldn't say of all time, but it's getting there. But my number five song, Laugh Now, Cry Later by Drake and Lil Durk. And I would say, like, this song right here is, like, again, I like songs that kind of, my party songs, I like them to feel like anthems. And so, I mean, when I say anthems, that means everybody knows it, everybody's singing it. So again, this is an anthem for me, to me. So here it is. Again, Laugh Now, Cry Later, Drake. Did you love Dirt?
Yeah. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry, but I guess you know now. Baby, I took a half and she took the whole thing. Slow down. Baby, we took a trip, now we on your block and it's like a ghost town. Baby.
Again, Laugh Not Cry Later by Drake and Lil Durk. Again, that was one of my top five favorite ones from 2020. Again, it's one of those anthems where, again, everybody knows it, and in those particular moments in the song, I can drop the actual song and I can let the crowd kind of get their participation off. So,
yeah. That's always a good one. That's always a good look, man. That's always a good look. Well, man, I mean, hey, you know, I think this is our first time doing it, just kind of chopping it up, talking music. But definitely got to tell you, thanks for coming on onto the podcast today, man. You know, it's there's so much music out there. I mean, you know, but we'll be back. You know, JB and we're going to come back. We're going to chop it up. I think we're going to do, I know I'd like to do some, at least some ceremony stuff, you know, just kind of different. Right. And then we definitely got to get back to the reception joints, man. So, but for anybody who, doesn't know where to check us out or contact us, of course you can find us online. We're everywhere at Exquisite Sounds ENT. You can definitely feel free to hit the website, hit the Instagram, the Facebook, all that good stuff. And definitely, we appreciate you for checking out the podcast. That's it, man. We're over out. JB, you going to take us out of here?
Yes, sir. Once again, Torn, it was a pleasure for you having me today, brother. And I look forward to many more conversations with you and to the audience listening. We definitely appreciate your time. And we're going to have that boy band one soon. In the meantime, in between time, ladies and gentlemen, y'all just enjoy the rest of 2021, and we'll be back at you real soon.
All right, cool, man. Hey, appreciate everybody. Y'all stay blessed, and hey, we'll catch you on the next one. Peace.